Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the CoinMonks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with our updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. China's digital yuan wallet goes live on app stores in pilot mode. Vitalik Buterin reveals the two upgrades required for Ethereum to survive multiple generations. Crypto predictions platform Polymarket fined $1.4 million by CTFC. H&M enters the metaverse and opens its first virtual store. So let's start off with our refresh feed. Firstly, in China, a prototype version of eCNY, China's digital yuan mobile wallet, has gone live on iOS and Android app stores. This is going to be huge-scale CBDC. I wonder what will Chinese government bring more to their citizens. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked. According to a tweet from BlockBeats, a local news site, individual users in China may now download a version of the software to check out, personal wallet and opening and administration, as well as eCNY exchange and circulation services. The People's Bank of China's Digital Currency Research Institute, an arm of China's central bank, is named as the eCNY app's creator. Users must be physically situated in one of 11 areas to download the trial app and activate the wallet. Shenzhen, Shuzhou, Xiong'an, Chengdu, Shanghai, Hainan, Changsha, Xi'an, Jingdao, Dalian, and the Winter Olympics region. The digital yuan is a type of cryptocurrency known as a central bank digital currency, which is issued and managed by a country's government. While several nations across the world are looking into the technology, China has taken the lead in developing a CBDC that can be used by the general population. Its central bank stated the digital yuan may be utilized for the Beijing Winter Olympics in 2022 as early as April 2020. Senators from the United States were outraged by the assertion and urged that American competitors in the tournament should not utilize it. So moving ahead with our next segment for today, we're going to talk about Vitalik Buterin. Vitalik Buterin, Ethereum's co-founder, has shed some insight on the phases Ethereum will go through on the roadmap he outlined. The phases left for the network to pass through, according to Buterin's roadmap, are the merging, the surge, the verge, the purge, and the splurge. According to Buterin, the Ethereum network has already made significant progress towards ETH 2.0. Because of the introduction of the Beacon Chain, the deployment of EIP-1559, and the Altair update, he thinks the path to reach proof of stake to be 50% complete at this time. However, more work has to be done in order to complete the remaining phases of the plan. He stated that completing the entire plan would be a significant accomplishment for the Ethereum network. If this is all done, and those two steps in the roadmap to be the most crucial for Ethereum's sustainability if this does not materialize. These phases, according to Buterin, are the merging and the surge. Ethereum will not only survive but prosper in the blockchain sector if these steps are executed. I believe that if the merger and the rise occur, Ethereum will already be able to live and prosper for numerous generations, he continued. He goes on to say that completing these two stages, which would essentially move Ethereum to a proof-of-stake network and make it scalable with the addition of rollups and sharding, will bring the roadmap to 60% and 81% completion respectively. So, moving ahead with our next segment for today, regardless of the technology employed, all derivatives markets must function within the confines of the law, said Acting Director of Enforcement Vincent McGonnell. Let's find out what exactly happened. Polymarket, a crypto predictions platform located in New York, has agreed to pay a $1.4 million punishment to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Polymarket is a decentralized platform that allows users to utilize binary options contracts to wager on the results of event markets such as pro sports tournaments and political elections. Polymarket was determined to have operated an illegal, unregistered or non-designated facility since June 2020, according to the CTFC, which filed an order filing and simultaneously resolving charges against the platform on January 3. Polymarket must pay a $1.4 million civil monetary penalty as well as wind back any markets on the platform that do not conform with CFTC and Commodities Exchange Act requirements, according to the decision. Polymarket replied on January 4 with a tweet that they were eager to go forward. The CTFC's acting head of enforcement, Vincent McGonagall, urged derivatives platforms to register with the enforcement organization with a special emphasis on companies in the DeFi sector. Regardless of the technology employed, all derivatives markets, including those in the so-called decentralized finance or DeFi sphere must function within the confines of the law. Under the CTFC's authority, event market contracts backed by a pair of binary options constitute swaps, and platforms offering exposure to the market must be regulated by both the CFTC and the CEA. Polymarket, on the other hand, earned a reduced civil monetary penalty as a result of its substantial cooperation with the investigation into the platform, according to the CFTC. So, wrapping up with our final segment for today, H&M enters the metaverse with the launch of CEEK, its first virtual shop. CEEK Metropolis is a three-dimensional computer city based on the actual world. There is, however, a catch. Apparel purchased in CEEK City may only be worn in a digital environment. H&M, the world-famous Swedish apparel retailer, has announced that its virtual store in the metaverse would provide customers with a three-dimensional shopping experience. Other well-known retailers such as Zara, Adidas, and Nike have entered the metaverse before H&M. In the CEEK City universe, a three-dimensional virtual reality that functions similarly to the real world, customers will be able to travel through the store, select the items they want, and make a purchase. Customers can only wear outfits in the digital environment. They will, however, have to scroll around the store and choose the thing they want to buy in the CEEK City universe. CEEK currency will be used to make the purchase. H&M looks to have pushed open one of the numerous doors and windows that technology has created. H&M became the first retail clothes store in the metaverse with this move. Shopping in the metaverse with the CEEK concept VR store given to H&M by CEEK creates mainstream use cases for CEEK plus scaling virtual reality beyond games. CEEK VR tweeted as H&M launched a store in CEEK City. The cryptocurrency CEEK VR is based on the Ethereum platform. The total supply of CEEK VR is 1,000 million, with 732,545,460.245471 in circulation. Bitget, Gate.io, ZT, BKEX, and MEXI are the leading cryptocurrency exchanges for trading CEEK VR stock right now. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.